This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, you know, in the parasha, we had the story of Yosef coming out of the bowl. He was in jail for 22 long years. And if you notice, a person that's in jail, unlike any other place, when he's free, the one thing that he would want more than anything else is to come out of jail. He counts the days when already that will be over. Outside, a person could live life. But a person in jail, even if it would be a comfortable place, even more so if we're talking about prisons like we have today, which is Gehenom by itself. But let's say you would have a comfortable place that you could feel okay with it. Even if they put you on a house prison, right? Which means you're only in the house, you can't come out. A person can't tolerate it, and he's waiting more than anything else for the next day. When would that time end? When would you be out of there already? And people on the outside are not like that. They can enjoy the day. That's what we see about Yosef. Yosef was there for a long time and finally came out. And you need to know that the same way that you find such a difference, you'll also find such a thing on people that are actually free. Some people don't live the moment. They're always looking for the next day. They're not happy with their day. You'll see that people always are constantly looking for that next day that would make things better. They're always looking when things would improve for their in their life. And therefore, such a thing takes away from it, stops them from actually enjoying life. There's something called enjoying life. Even in Torah, as we'll see soon, there's something called enjoying the moment, seizing the moment. You know how it is that people get married. The most important thing that they'll do is have the photographer. What's more important than anything else in a wedding, right? And not only in a wedding, you go to any kind of trip, you'll see that people want more than anything else to take a picture. Why? To seize the moment. They want to live that moment again and again and again when they see the picture. Now, when you live your life, sometimes a person really can't tolerate that moment because, let's say, he's not feeling well, so he's waiting already for that time to pass when he could feel better. Sometimes you're in the snow, right? Shabbat was the snow. A person goes to shul, he has a walk of 20 minutes. He's just waiting to get there already. When can he get to shul? When can he get home already? He's not comfortable in the snow. But otherwise, if a person really doesn't have anything that should stop him from enjoying that time that he has, he should really try to enjoy time and try to seize the moment every single day. And I think that's the chidush in Hanukkah. What do we have in Hanukkah? In Hanukkah, you find that every day you light another candle. What does that symbolize? The candle means right now. It stands. It shows you the light right now. But every day you light another candle, which means although you're growing every day you're better than yesterday, but every time you light another candle, you light today the sixth candle, today you feel it's a sixth special day. You're not looking up to when already can I get to the seventh. And you're not looking also at the same time for yesterday. You don't mind what happened yesterday. Today is the sixth day. So that's why you light every day another candle. You don't stick on that first candle throughout the 8 days. Every day you light another one because today is a new day and today is an improved day. And that's what we found very nice that Rav Shimshon Pinkus writes. He writes a very important concept. He says like this. Normally when a person lives his life, you find that he has always two states. One that is always running for the future, always has a goal, always has some kind of something, an agenda, something he's running to, he's trying to get to, and a person that's actually enjoying the moment. When you see that the way it was in the past, Goyim lived their life very differently than the way Jewish people lived. In what way? When a goy lived his life throughout the week, he would wake up in the morning early. Let's say he would wake up 6 o'clock in the morning where there would be light and go right away to work. He would work until the night, late at night. He would be there until, let's say, 7, 8 o'clock. Finally, the day is finished. He goes home and he puts his head to sleep. What did he do that all for? To get the salary at the end of the week, the end of the month. He wants to get paid or whatever he did. He did it for a purpose. When the end of the week came, what would he do on Sunday? He would go to a bar. Go to a bar, drink, or whatever it is. He would go to a ball fight. He would do something entertaining. That's what a goy would do. A Jew didn't live like that. A Jew lived a very different life. In the morning, he would wake up, go to shul, learn an hour. Even those that went to work, learn an hour in the morning, come back at night, learn an hour at night, go home, see the family, learn a little bit with his child. It's a mitzvah d'oraita to learn with your child, spend a little bit of time. And this was the week of the Jew. Now, as time passed, entertainment became more accessible. You see that throughout the generations, they came up with different entertainments that became very, very accessible to people, like TV. Previous generation, a goy came home after a hard day of work. He would sit in front of the TV an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, until he would go to sleep. He would have an entertainment handy every night. As time passed, and we live today, people live with their entertainment in their hand. That's the cell phone. Constantly, they have that entertainment. When we're talking about Yavan, what Yavan created was something called entertainment. Seizing the moment, enjoying what you're doing, unlike what it was always, that you're always looking for the future. What did the Yavanim, the Greeks, invented? Sports. Sports means entertainment for the moment. You go over there and you watch for 2 hours. People kicking the ball here, kicking the ball there. What are you gaining out of this? You're enjoying the moment. You're enjoying yourself. You're seizing the moment. You're not doing this for a certain purpose. When they went afterwards, after that, the Greeks started inventing something else. Even the wisdom of the Greeks was for that time itself, not for a certain element of the future, a goal, an agenda, like, for instance, philosophy. Philosophy is not in order for you to become a doctor, a lawyer, or something. You're learning in order to enjoy and to become, to elevate yourself, to broaden your horizon. That's what it is, the Greek culture. And that's what it was so close to the Jewish culture. In what way was it close to the Jewish culture? Because that is what Torah is all about. Torah is not about learning for a certain goal. You're not learning in order to get somewhere. You're learning in order to enjoy the learning right now. By the way, this is what we call Torah Lishma. If you want to know what's Torah Lishma, people have a misunderstanding what it means to learn Lishma, Lashem Shamayim. People think that it means that you have to bring yourself against your will, sit in front of the Gemara, and now for 2 hours try to learn, although you're not enjoying it, but you're doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So suffering for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they feel that they're doing it Lishma. Well, that is wrong. Because that is,
really?
When you're doing that for the future. What's the future? It's called Al tiyu ka'avadim, amshamshim et harav, al menat lekabel sachar. Which means, when you're doing something and you don't enjoy it, you're doing it for the future, to get sachar. The Mishnah says in Avot, Al tiyu ka'avadim, amshamshim et harav, al menat lekabel sachar. Rather, hevu et amshamshim et harav, shelo al menat lekabel sachar. The Sefer Imreital explains in the Hakdama, that what does it mean, Torah lishma? Torah Lishma means that you're coming to learn and you're enjoying the learning. If you're enjoying the learning, you're learning Lishma. That was the difference between Yavan and Am Yisrael. Although they were very, very close to each other in that understanding that you have to learn just to enjoy yourself, just in order to elevate yourself, just in order to broaden your horizon, not in order to get something, not in order to get somewhere. But the difference between Yavan and Am Yisrael is that very, very thin difference between the two, that the Greeks did it because they wanted for this world nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're doing that same exact thing, although we're going to get Sachar, but a person shouldn't do it for the Sachar. He's just doing it, why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. So we have this combination, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, but he commanded us also that we should enjoy it and have that moment seized. When you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, It says on the first Midrash, this is our Rav Shimshon Pinkus, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it in order and to have the Torah, Bereshit, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikret Reshit. And over there in the Midrash it says, this pasuk in Mishlei, Ve'yetz lo emon, Ve'yesh ha'ashuim yom yom mesacheket lefanav becholet. Which means the Torah itself, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's shashuim mesacheket lefanav bechol et. Shashuim, yes, shashuim yom yom. The Torah is a shashua to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, so to speak, learns Torah. But why does he learn Torah? In order to become a big Talmid Chacham? In order to become a Rosh Yeshiva? Of course not. Why does he learn Torah? It says here, ve'yesh shashuim yom yom mesacheket lefanav bechol et. It's an enjoyable act of learning Torah. This is how David HaMelech said as well, that the Torah is for David HaMelech also Shashua. So we see that concept comes over and over again. Says Rav Pinkus, very nice, he says that when a kid goes to school, in the very beginning, they start teaching him, in a secular school, they start teaching him all kinds of subjects. There's a goal to every subject you learn. You learn how to read in order for you to be able to know how to read, in order for you, in the end of the day, in the end result, be able to get a job, to be able to have a profession, to be able to get ahead in life. And every subject you learn in such a place has always an agenda, always a goal, always you're doing it for something. Where a Jewish boy that goes to cheder, he goes to learn, he learns something totally different without any agenda. What is it? He opens the Chumash, they open with him the first pasuk, and they start learning Bereshit. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. Says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, in order for him to succeed in life, he doesn't need to know how a Kadosh Baruch Hu created and what he created first and what second and how was it created. He could skip this whole thing. Kid doesn't need to know that in order to become anything. Even Rosh Hashiva, even to be a Rosh Hashiva, you don't need to know that. Why not? Because in order to be a Rosh Hashiva, you need to know Gemara, you need to know Mishnayot, you need to know Poskim. You don't need to know Parashat Bereshit. Same thing with afterwards. They start learning with him Korbanot. They learn Korbanot in Vayikra. There's no need for a kid to know that. Chazir Chamim say, Yavou Teorim v'itasku be-teorim. Which means, you're learning this for something totally different, not for a goal, not in order to get somewhere, just to enjoy that moment, just in order to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person connects this way with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mimele, he would grow up afterwards. But that's not the agenda, that's not the goal in order to grow up, but rather he's in order to connect right now and understand that you can enjoy every moment of life. And this is what Chanukah is about. Chanukah, in the same way that the Greeks were, which means, again, to learn in order just to learn, it's called Lishma, but they did it for a different Lishma. They did it for themselves. They did it completely in order that they should enjoy that moment. We're doing it together with that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is over here behind the curtain, and that's why we light the menorah, to kick away the darkness. Choshech zu yavan. What's the difference between Or and Choshech? It's just one a little spark. Everything in the Choshech looks exactly the same way. In the Choshech, when it's dark, you close the light over here. After we leave, all the tables would stay the same. All the books would stay the same. Everything stays the same. The only difference is light and dark. And that was the difference between the Greeks and Am Yisrael. It was exactly the same. It's the same. The learning for the same purpose. But the difference of dark and night makes the whole difference between the two. That was commended by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that wasn't.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.